The Osgood File, sponsored by Terminix, fighting a war against termites and pests with over 85 years of experience and the strongest guarantee in the business. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There are passionate calls to slow down.
I don't hate nobody.
But these colors are on the run. More after this from Charlie. The South Carolina legislature gave quick approval to a measure which doesn't actually remove the Confederate flag from the State House grounds in Charleston, but clears the way for a debate on removing it. That attracted competing demonstrations outside the chamber, but as CBS News correspondent Adriana Diaz reports, inside the chamber, it wasn't even close.
In the House, the vote passed 103 to 10. And in the Senate, where one of last week's shooting victims, Reverend Clemente Pinckney, served, it passed by a voice vote.
Among the voices raised against the flag,
we must take down the Confederate flag, and we must take it down now.
Republican Senator Paul Thurmond, whose father, Strom Thurmond, was once a proud segregationist.
I am proud to be on the right side of history.
On the other side, Senator Danny Verdin.
I can tell you that I pray that we will continue to embrace each other in disagreement.
But he was one of only three Republicans voting to keep the flag. And the movement is spreading across the South. In Mississippi, the only state whose official flag still displays the stars and bars, House Speaker Philip Gunn called for removing it. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe wants to scrap vanity license plates depicting the flag. And big business took a stand. Walmart, Amazon, eBay, Target, Sears, all announcing they would scrub their catalogs of flag merchandise. There are people who feel their history is being taken from them, that it makes no sense to trash the flag over the actions of one man. But their gripe is really with the white separatists who took it over. The swastika, remember, was once just a symbol of good fortune until one man decided to put it on his flag. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.